My dear ones, today I received a serious warning for those of us who have slacked off and ignored the Lord's call to prayer and keeping him company. Today Ezekiel had another intercessory episode, and this time it was over the bride and her lack of readiness. The Lord was expressing his sorrow over the state of the church and how so many had chosen to ignore him, to follow their worldly fancies. He spoke many times about the lack of holiness and dedication of some brides, and expressed his yearning for her comfort and abandoning the ways of the world. He warned, serious warnings, that many would not be taken in the rapture because they were not committed to doing his will, nor were they answering his call to serious intercession and comforting him over the aborted babies. Carol said that Father God and Jesus were both weeping during her prayer time in the morning over the murdering of innocent souls. Ezekiel saw scores and scores of babies being caught up to heaven. While Ezekiel was going through it, I could not withstand the pressure of the pain he was feeling and was very concerned about what was being said. I hope I was not part of the Lord's sorrow. I got to the point where it hit me so hard I had to lay down and pray. Later, Jesus was quick to tell me I was not part of his sorrows. Jesus began, "Oh, Claire, you are so full of fears and suspicions. Do you not know I am a God of gentleness? How did you handle that broken soul who came to you?" Oh, Lord, with the utmost tenderness and concern, I never condemning, only illustrating. "Well said, my Claire, my darling wife, well said. And where did you learn the art of counsel? From you? So would I condemn you for buying two very little things that were for prayer and music? I may not want you to go in that direction. That's why I always ask you to ask me, so the devils cannot use this against you later. And I avoid asking on little things, Lord, because I think you'll say no. See how bad I am, guys. I am bad." "You are right," he said. "I will, if it is not right for you. One thing concerns me. That panther is still alive and could spring into action at any time. But I am protecting you and making you vigilant. You know how dangerous Amazon is. That's why I prefer Ben to order things for you so you are not exposed to temptation. But when you miss the mark, do I ride roughshod over you and make you feel miserable? No, Lord, you gently convict me. So what was said was not about you, and it was about my body. And there are heart dwellers that will be left behind, and it is your job to warn them now before it is too late. I have told you before, if you want to be raptured, you must live for me and not yourself. Many are still having fun with shopping trips to the mall, getting the latest fashions and following right along with the world, when their hearts should have been circumcised by your teachings all these years. And these I do want you to address with this warning." And the Lord gave Ezekiel these scriptures. When the Lord first spoke to Hosea, he told him, "Go, take a prostitute as your wife and have children of adultery, because this land is flagrantly prostituting itself by departing from the Lord." So Hosea went and married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, for soon I will bring the bloodshed of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer again conceived and gave birth to a daughter, and the Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have compassion on the house of Israel, that I should ever forgive them. Yet I will have compassion on the house of Judah, and I will deliver them, not by bow or sword or war, not by horses and cavalry, but by the Lord their God." And after she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, Gomer conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Rebuke your mother, rebuke her, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove adultery from her face, and unfaithfulness from between her breasts. Otherwise I will strip her naked, and expose her like the day of her birth. I will make her like a desert, and turn her into a parched land, and I will let her die of thirst. I will have no compassion on her children, because they are the children of adultery. For their mother has played the harlot, and has conceived them in disgrace. For she thought, I will go after my lovers, who give me bread and water, wool and linen and oil and drink. My chosen people, my brides, I have made the invitation to you to come and comfort me, to wait on me in prayer, to sincerely pray for others. Many have responded, and because of that you are still alive and here. Even the most lukewarm of you have put in prayer time, heartfelt prayer time, for this nation. And because of that my Father has withheld his hand, and you still have a chance to reform your ways and live for me, so that you may be taken in the rapture. In the world you are expected to do many things that eat up your time, eager to please, eager to be praised, and eager to be raised to a higher status. You have complied, but you have used the time I gave you for me on these agendas. The result is a certain coldness and hardness in your hearts as you avoid looking at what you know you are doing wrong. You know I have called you into prayer. You know I've been tapping and even knocking on your door. But in the rush to please others by fulfilling the world's agenda, your soul is slowly slipping away from me and dying. And on that fateful day, you will remain here to learn the deeper lessons. That is not my choice. That is your choice. I have called and called to you. I have called with a loving voice, longing for your presence, and you have put me off. Many of you have said to yourselves the very words of Satan himself. She's crying wolf. You don't need to pray that hard. This will pass like all the other close calls. Or perhaps you've been lied to by the enemy and told, enough of this drama. None of this is true. It's all misinformation and her imagination. Whatever your excuse, it will not stand before my Father, who has chosen the pure brides, totally dedicated to me, and not a split agenda. This much for me and my world, and if I still have time, this much for God. You used to be one of those people, Claire, even in your gray habit, but I gave you a solemn warning and many more heavy warnings, and you've listened. I am not addressing the brides that are doing everything in their power to obey and follow the desires of my heart. I am addressing you who have been sitting on the fence, watching to see if the next tragedy forecast will happen or not, thinking to yourselves, oh, they're just crying wolf again, nothing happened after all. And you who are cynical and unbelieving, making fun of my prophets, on that day you will know where you stand with me, and you will have your answer to your scornful remarks. She's just crying wolf again. For you who are sincere, please continue in your faithfulness to what I've entrusted to you. Please keep doing the right thing, for I am very pleased and approving of you, and you shall wear the bridal crown on that day, and you shall partake of the delights of my banquet. You are doing all you can to carry the world along and bring them to me. Well done. Continue on this course, but please add to this warnings to those who are ignoring me, to eat their full of the follies of this world. I love them too. I will grieve over them being left behind. So I ask you to warn them, and I will anoint your words in their hearts, and they will hear my entreaty over and over again when they are about to choose their own will. The atrocities of abortion and infanticide have torn my Father's heart asunder to the point that he sees the reprobate coercing the innocent and ignorant and turning their hearts to case-hardened steel, so that they will in the future have no scruples or qualms about doing this atrocity again. How long should he tolerate this? Truly, you who support these laws are more reprobate than the worst of Sodom and Gomorrah, and you have made your bed in hell unless you repent. For some there will be no repentance, because judgment will fall upon you so swiftly you'll not know what to do. And in that sense your fate is sealed. So the time for repentance is at hand before it's too late. Though your deeds are detestable and your hearts are dead, yet would I have you drawn to myself and with me in heaven. For this reason I'm calling out to you. Stop your murdering. Repent and come to me. I will awaken your heart and put new life in you, and no more shall you duck your head when my name is mentioned. Rather, you will run to me with tears in your eyes and a heart fully restored. Please take this opportunity now while you are still alive, for another day is not guaranteed you. My bride's prayer will turn the tide in the abortion issue. Prayer will rescue the dying hearts who have murdered these little ones and signed their own death warrants. Prayer will release that still small voice in the midnight hours, convicting them of sin. They will feel as though a hot poker has lanced their hearts when my Father answers your prayers. Please pray for them.